to the module on obesity. To kick off the module today, I want to focus on the prevalence of obesity in America. Okay, during this lesson, we're going to talk about a lot of things: obesity statistics and what this means for you and your health practice. Some of us live in cities and places where many people we interact with aren't obese, many not even overweight. In fact, a lot of times we work with health-minded individuals who are looking to do just even a little bit better. In other words, just up their health game. But they're already doing a pretty darn good job and are super motivated. These people are often easier to help than others because the motivation is already there. The focus is already there. But there are many people out there in America, many who we come in contact with on a daily basis. Too many people, people that we're seeing at PTA meetings, interacting with at our local coffee shop and hearing about in the news. We hear about medical reports and trending data, and we see people that are struggling not just with their weight, but are at a real medical risk due to their weight. Our bodies just don't eat the food or move in the way they're designed to anymore. We're faced with a truly new technology-fueled food supply, with food engineered to make us crave sugar and fat and override our hunger and fullness cues. Our bodies don't have to move for work. We telecommute instead of walking a mile or biking to school or work. Sitting is the new smoking, you may know that. So today in this lesson, I'm talking about the prevalence of obesity. As I mentioned already, I love statistics and wanted to make sure you have an understanding of just how rampant obesity is in our country so you can take some time to think about what that means to you in your personal and, of course, professional growth. Bottom line first, I'll spoil the whole lesson for you here. We're heaviest in the poorest spots and we're heavier as we age. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, take data from the largest longitudinal study, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, to put out statistics. They study 5,000 people a year, but the results sometimes take time to release, so we're talking now about the most current information, but it was actually taken in 2015 to 2016. At those times, 39.8% of adults and 18.5% of kids were obese. 42.8% of those adults were middle-aged adults, and 35.7% were younger. Younger kids had less obesity than older kids, and teens were most obese of the younger participants measured. So basically, the portion of people in the U.S. who are obese increases as we age. We also see that Black and Hispanic populations are more obese than white and Asians when we stratify for race. When I speak in the lesson on diseases and medical conditions in this module, I discuss obesity-related conditions that are preventable and contribute to premature deaths. New data shows that in 2018, the cost of obesity-related diseases was $344 billion. I'm going to keep going here with my statistics. It's important to note that men and women with college degrees had less incidence of obesity than those without a college degree. When we look at income for men, white and Hispanic men were found to have less obesity in the highest and lowest income brackets, leaving the middle class most obese. But for white and Hispanic women, the lowest rates of obesity are found in the highest income bracket. Now, I know that the data is a few years old, but we're not trending in a better direction. According to newer statistics in 2018 from another favorite source, the American Medical Association, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia are the seven states where the population is measured to be 35% or more obese. That's concerning. It is very concerning because in 1985, no state had an obesity rate greater than 15%. And in 2000, no state was over 20%. So, unfortunately, the rates are climbing. The AMA also found that women are more likely to have obesity than men, 41.1% versus 37.9%. Women are also more likely to have severe obesity, 9.7% versus 5.6% for men. And adults in rural areas are more likely to have obesity than those in metro areas, 34.2% versus 28.7%. What about for you non-US residents out there, though? According to the World Health Organization, 13% of the world's adult population, 11% of men and 15% of women were obese in 2016. Not quite as high as the US, but the worldwide prevalence of obesity nearly tripled between 1975 and 2016. I'm hoping you're starting to really take these numbers in. I know numbers can be kind of monotonous, but the numbers are important here. We're the front line in combating and fighting obesity. You're the front line in combating and fighting obesity. And there is hope. The youngest groups being studied, so the kiddos, have been turning their numbers around. We've seen a little downward trend between 2010, when almost 16% of kids were obese, and 2014, when obesity rates dropped to 14.5%. Okay, again, that was a lot of numbers and information. So let's sum up the big takeaway from today. Nearly 40% of adults and over 18% of kids are obese in the United States. Worldwide, about 13% of the population is obese. And the estimated annual medical cost of obesity-related diseases in 2018 was $344 billion. Unfortunately, obesity rates have been climbing over the past two decades. All of you are the front line to changing these stats. Over the next few lessons, we'll dive deeper into the obesity crisis and discuss ways that you, as a health professional, can play a role in reversing obesity, lowering medical costs, and ultimately making this world a more nutritious place.